No va para nada, me va a despedir. Not belong to you. It is what is revealed to you that belongs to you. Beloved, information could bring emotional, you know, harassment, but revelation will bring direction. So here we are going to receive a direct, the divine direction. He said, I have a voice from behind me saying this is the way. May that be your name this morning. Start driving a bike without a steering. This is a complete confused life. God will take you out of that mess this morning. It's because of you that we are going to repeat this prayer 3 times. But people can get out of the outflow too. If you see that your life has been a kind of runabout life like that, almost to that same 0 point again. No matter how you move forward, it's like there's an embargo, there's a limit. You are going to lift your 2 hands and cry like a mad prophet.
Oh!
lifted. Get ready two more times. It does not matter what it is used to do it. It does not matter who did it. You have a word to counter that. For this purpose, the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, was made manifest. The meaning of manifestation was that he died and he rose. Except he did not die. That is how you can remain the same. If he died and he rose again, your situation must change. Jesus, in Jesus, mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. God himself has to come to them, say, you have tarried too long on this mountain. And that Kadesh Barnea has killed so many prophets. Many fishermen were killed there. Many things were destroyed there. Many lives were wasted there. I refuse to die like this. Jesus today, my Jesus tomorrow, my Jesus forevermore. You are the Almighty God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Bless the Holy Spirit. Have your way in our midst. Thank you for gathering us together. Unto you shall be the gathering of your people. You are the Lord God that answers our prayers. Manifest your say in our midst. Manifest your power in our midst. We have come the same, the way we love and the way we like. We are praying, no, not for sure. Go home the way we have come in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I cover everybody with the blood of Jesus. I forbid every power or spirit of slumber in the name of Jesus Christ. Every of heaviness be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. I charge this place with fire. Fire of revival. Fire of favor. Fire of revelation. Fire of favor now. In the name of Jesus. Let this message be a turning point in the life of people in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I want you to talk to somebody before you sit down and say, brother, become a man of revelation. Prophesy to three, say, become a man of revelation. Tell three people more before you sit down. Amen. Have your seat. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. For the sake of those of all that were not around yesterday evening, once again I bring greeting from the Headquarters Church, especially from our beloved Father in the Lord, our General Overseer, Dr. Daniel Olukoya. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. There is a reason for everything under the heaven. There is a purpose why the Lord has brought us together in a time like this. And the destiny is becoming clearer and clearer. This is year 2000 and perfection. So many people testify to so many things God has done in their lives. At the same time, there's who will tell you, they say it's year of perfection. What has been perfected in my life now? Just wait. It is not yet over. Until it is over. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, that's what we call dying minutes or dying hours. Prophetically, the whole world is in dying minutes now. Christian has to wake up. You have to become men and women of revelation. Every morning before you go out, you must hear from God the level the world is going to now. And I'm prophesying that none of us shall be a casualty in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The way the devil is harvesting souls now, it's not just in hundreds at times. He's not interested in just maybe two people just perishing at the same time. He's interested in mass burial. Because the time is too short. But whether he likes it or not, with the covenant of God upon your life, you will not end with him in Jesus' name. Amen. I will not end with the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. One of the ways and one of the keys that we need as we bulldoze our way to this new year is becoming a man and a woman of revelation. Amen. Tell the boy again, become a man of revelation. That's what we need. And I pray God will open your understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 5. Let's start from there. I want you to swallow everything that God will vomit on this altar today. It's for your good. It's for your moving forward. It will answer some of the, you know, questions that are in our minds. And it will take us to another level in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Matthew chapter 5. Amen. Amen. I read from verse 1. And seeing the multitudes. Somebody say, seeing the multitudes. Who was seeing the multitude there? Jesus. He was seeing the crowd. They did not allow the crowd to carry him away. Because he was a man of revelation. He knew where he was going. He knew why he came. He knew whom he is. He knew where he is going to. Do you know whom you are? Do you know why you are in this place now? Do you know why God permits you to be in this environment now? Beloved, I have discovered that life is more than going to good schools, having good degrees, getting married, having houses, you know, all sorts of things. When I started working as a, you know, a young man, that was 1986 or thereabout, I am a lover of music, and the first target was to get a very good sound system. And I said, that night, no sleep. Amen. I got all kind of, you know, music, reggae, whatever. And I said, today, if the landlord will know, somebody say, shout hallelujah. And the thing was, boo, ba, ba. And I was enjoying myself. Beloved, God is wonderful. And is greater than any of us. The first cassette I put inside, that was the one I listened to last. Mr. Sleep just came in. Said, let us go. I didn't know what happened later. The thing was having continuous play. They didn't play overnight. I didn't want to know what they play. So the joy of having a good sound system just ended there. Then I said, one day I'm going to get married. Praise the name of the Lord. And I saw a woman like that. We started cutting before you. I said, Then after the marriage, I discovered that that is not the end of joy too. Amen. Even the joy of babies is not the end of life. And the word of the wise man, the preacher, and came to my spirit man. He said, I have seen under everything under the heaven. Everything is vanity. It's a vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. If his father has said something deeper than that later. earlier in the book of Psalms. He said, men of low degree, men of higher degree, they are even lighter than vanity. Where I came from, two governors are going to celebrate their Christmas and their New Year inside the prison. One in Ikoyi prison, other one in Kaduna prison. And as this time last year, thereabout, they were celebrated. But today, they are rejected. Today, they are commoners. I am prophesying to somebody here that the Lord will make you a man of revelation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I don't know how you are following me. King Solomon in his days, beloved, if he doesn't need any CD, he did not need whatever you call cassette to listen to music. It will bring the musician life to his palace. The money was there. And thank God he was not a pastor. Amen. He will have ruined the church. Because any woman, either yellow or blue, tall or short, the moment his eyes say, take him, he will take him. Take him. Nobody has broken his record, pastor. Amen. This man slept with 1,000 women in his days. I wonder how he did it. That means he may not even see one woman again for life after he has finished with her. And you can imagine a lot of irresponsible children, illegitimate children that will rise from those relationships. But he now counseled and said, we should not follow his pattern. Amen. He said, there's nothing I saw and I could afford and I did not give to myself. But I discovered that they are all vanity. A man of revelation will not behave like that. A man of revelation is a man of purpose. Is a man of pursuit. Is a man of vision. He knows whom he is. He knows where he's going. What do you call this one, sir? Poopy, sir. It has a purpose. Amen. Amen. When I begin to stand on it now, the thing can break. Amen. Maybe I want to pick something up now. I'm a very tall man, you know. Praise the name of the Lord. So maybe my eye could not, and I was so, you know, I climbed the thing, and the thing break. Blah. Because I have disabused it. Amen. This thing has a purpose, but I have abused it because I don't know the purpose, and I'm not using it for the purpose. When you see a woman that can open herself to anything in the name of man, yes, she has not known her purpose. When you see a man, either old or young, that could sleep with anybody, he has not known his purpose. The person does not know that his body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. When you see a woman threatening her husband, I'm going to divorce you, she has not known the purpose of marriage. When you see a child, you know, talking to his parents anyhow in the name of civilization, he has not known the purpose of parenthood. And it's bringing a lot of things upon him or herself that he may not be able to deal with in future. I would say, honor your parents. If that is the only commandment that blessing were attached to, so that you can live long on the land the Lord has given to you. Become a man of revelation, even in this coming year, beloved. We have wasted too much time. We have wasted too much effort. We have tried so many things. God opened my eyes to see many Christians struggling. Instead of vehicle to propel them, they are the one propelling vehicle. They are the one pushing the vehicle. How long will you push a vehicle from here to Africa? When you have alternative to fly, you have alternative to go by ship. You are not even going by road. Now, if you go by road, there may not be road to Africa. The waters will not allow you to go. And so many get to that water and they are stuck there. God has brought you here this morning. Anything stopping you, you are to stop them in the name of Jesus Christ. You know all the journey that this man went through. In the book of 2 Chronicles, there about, I think chapter 2 from verse 1.
that the man called Elijah, that was a servant of Elijah, all the journey he went through, they are symbolic to every Christian. They are for a purpose. Amen. Elijah will have passed through somewhere else. What has, he knew he was going to heaven. What has Jordan going to do with his way going? But he deliberately took Elijah through that way because they have their purposes. Everything you are going through now is for a purpose. It's a purpose. Amen. It is not your battle. Amen. I don't like your amen, beloved. Amen. I say you are coming out victoriously like a gold. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. They were forced in Gilgal. And he said, Elijah, I'm going today. You know, I'm an African man. This is America. Amen. Amen. And he said, I'm not leaving you. Gilgal is a place of discovery. The man has discovered this is where my blessing is. Amen. This man is a man of my destiny. Praise the name of the Lord. You are not going anywhere. There is somebody God has attached to you to lift you up. In that your career. In that your marriage. And may you get connected with them this year in the name of Jesus Christ. It is by revelation that this man Elijah knew that. And he would not let Elijah go. And when they left Gilgal, he said, I'm going to Bethel now. Bethel is a place of foundation making. Amen. And they go to Bethel. And the man was, he said something again. He said, they are going to go to somewhere again. Where again? Okay, maybe we should look at the scripture. Let's go to the scripture first. Second Chronicles, so that I will not be talking. Praise the Lord. Second Kings, sorry. Chapter 2. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into where? Heaven. Somebody point to heaven. Oh. So why Bethel? Why Jordan? Beloved, you could remember the story of this man called Joseph. Two clear dreams. He's going to be a champion of their family. The Lord will use him to change the story of the family to glory. But what was he doing in prison? What was he doing in Potiphar's house? What was he doing in the well where there was no water? No matter what you are going through now, all you need is a revelation to come out. When he got to Potiphar's house and that woman was making eye, you must sleep with me. He will have said, okay, let's go ahead. After all, what is God looking about those dreams he has shown to me? But a man of revelation will not go back. Hallelujah. Are you following, beloved? Become a man of revelation. When you become a man of revelation, you are not distracted. You are not easily diverted. You are not easily discouraged. You will be able to see and say, like Brother Paul. Say, what can separate us? Thank God, our pastor here is Paul. Shout hallelujah. What can separate us from the love of God? Tribulation. Family attack, familiar spirit, lack of food, no document here. It's not enough. Because this is not heaven. Somebody say, this is not heaven. Shall be well with somebody. When the Lord would take Elijah into heaven by a wild wind, and Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, tell me here, don't bother to follow me again. I don't want to trouble you. A man of revelation does not bother about trouble. Amen. If you want an easy life, forget about revelation. The time Jacob got revelation for the first time in his life was not when he was in his father's house. He was on his way to Laban. And he was tired. And he was sleeping. and his pillow was stone. Go and try stone as your pillow and see how comfortable it is. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you following me now? God will help somebody here today. And Elijah said to Elisha, 30 years pleading for the Lord, send me to Bethel. There's no genuine man of God in the scripture who did not go through Bethel. Amen. Abraham was in Bethel. Jacob was there. In fact, at the time God told Jacob, go back to Bethel. Some of us will need to go back to Bethel to re-examine our foundation. Why is my life like this? Most of the blessings that we are calling blessings now could be makeshift blessings. They may not be the real thing for any of us. That was the case of Jacob. With this, in fact, the man, he must be a Nigerian. Praise the name of the Lord. He did something in the Bible up to now, I don't understand. I don't know whether people in agriculture could explain it. He manipulated something, and before you know it, almost everything that belonged to Laban become his own. You don't understand him. You know, his uncle Laban was a 419. That man asked master in 419, MSc. Amen. Because 419 is a science. Shout hallelujah. And he was deeply the man. 10 times he changed the wages, the salary of this man called Jacob. Even when it comes to marriage, he said, I want Rachel. Who is Rachel here? Rachel are always very beautiful. God bless them. He said, it's Rachel. I want. Amen. And because of 419 background and the rest, Laban now gave him Leah. He said, and unfortunately, it was in the night. That is why you must be a man of revelation. Darkness is not good. In the dark, somebody can beat you and be begging you again. So if he pays you, who did this to you? What is the one that did it? Every masquerading enemy of your life, the Lord will disgrace them in the name of Jesus. Life carrier, life bearer, they are great people. That's where we are going. Are you still following, beloved? So he said, I will still take Rebecca. The man said, okay, another 7 years. He said, no problem. He went through it. He said, and I could see me as an African. He said, I will show you Pepe. Amen. And you know what happened now? After the 7 years, Rebecca became ease and the thing they went on. Leah became, and they started going on like that. Amen. But you know what happened? Shout hallelujah. By the time he gave his uncle blow, I'm almost run my. I was there. Praise the name of the Lord. See, almost ran my. Say, this small boy. You are joking with an African man. Shout hallelujah. It will be well with you in Jesus' name. But all those ones, they were nothing to write home about as far as what the Lord asked for Jacob was concerned. It doesn't need to be a dribbler. It doesn't need to be a supplanter. It doesn't need to even, this man had PhD in 419. That's Jacob. Because he outsmarted his own uncle. Amen. He has to throw all those PhDs somewhere. He went back to Bethel. Repented. Some of us, we need deep repentance. The way and manner we are cook up our lives. God is telling somebody here today, look inward so that you can fight a good fight of faith. Can you tell everybody, look inward? So that you can fight a good fight of faith. A man of revelation, they are men of purpose. Is a man of what? Purpose. A man that does not operate in disguise. There are so many actors in the church. And it has hindered God the Almighty to do his mighty works. Somebody, we machine the ground, I think it will break now. Hello, Brother Mike. Yeah, I'm okay. God bless you. But in his office, nobody knows who is a Christian. That is not a man of revelation. He said, let your light so shine that even people around you will glorify your heavenly Father. He said, that is my style. Which style? Amen. Which style? He said, let me say my mind. Which mind? The mind that is not renewing the word of God? A man of revelation. A man of revelation, they talk less, they pray more. Because what you are seeing, others may not even see. I don't know what you understand what I'm saying. A man of revelation knows where he's going. Look at how this man was discouraging. Man can be very deep. Elisha was from a very rich home. Very rich. Left everything, served this man. What stopped this man to just, okay, now, today is the day of your consecration. Separate yourself for 3 days and I'm going to give you the mantle. He doesn't want to give him the mantle. The nature of man. Amen. And he wanted to go away with it. Most of the divine wisdom God gave to our fathers, some of them died with it. They didn't want anybody to know. There was a case, somebody died like that. But the children, they dealt with him after he has died. You know, they can deal with the dead. They dealt with the dead, seriously. They dealt with the dead body, seriously. Because when they were watching the dead body now, something was here. And the thing was making noise. It was the key to the safe of this man. He doesn't want people to take the money. Beloved, they left the body there like that for some days. Just packed the thing and threw it. All the celebration they wanted to do, they left it. They now went and bounced on the money, calculated it very well, and they shared it very well. God will help somebody here. That was the case of Elijah. But Elisha was a man of revelation. He has worked with this man. Look, this Saul was a man of revelation. In fact, his revelation impersonified. Personified. Amen. It's an embodiment of revelation. He said, and Jesus knew men. He could not commit himself to men because he knew what men could do. I don't really understand what I'm saying. Let's go ahead. And Elijah said to him, and the Lord, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. A man of revelation is not an easy, you know, quitter. Quitters, they don't win. Amen. No. The winners are not easily discouraged. So they went down to Bethel. Shout hallelujah. And the sons of the prophet, he himself was also a son of the prophet too, in the school of prophet. But at this level now, is higher than them. Something that will make you higher than your contemporary is coming upon you this morning in Jesus' name. They came too. What were they doing? To discourage him. Amen. The son of the woman that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowing not thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. Another fashion says, shut up. Discourage us. Shut up. You think this is your fire prayer? We bring end to this thing you are going through. How long will it be? Tell them to shut up. Because devil has no free gift for anybody. If he takes away Adam, he will give you cancer. If he make way and you get married, then you must know that you have married one of his sons. Then your in-law will be the devil himself. But that will not be your lot. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can somebody say, following me? Verse 4. And Elijah said to him, Elijah, tell me here. You can stay with this son of the prophet. Tell your neighbor, I refuse to tarry. I am going forward. I will reach my promised land. I know where I'm going. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I just said to him, Elisha, tarry here. I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. Jericho is a place of battle. Go and look at the Bible very well. the children of Israel were in the wilderness for years. If that Kadesh Barnea is one of the places they were in the wilderness, they were there for years. Amen. 11 days journey became 40 years journey for these people. Anything making things difficult for you, the Lord will disrupt in your life. The way the choir are saying, man, you are saying, man, it's like maybe they are already. I said, anything that is making things difficult for you, God will destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. The thing that normally takes 5 months and is now taking 5 years from your hand, today a change has come in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Are you following me? When the Israelites go to Jericho, ask me how many days they spend there. 7 days. Jericho is not a place to sleep. The year we are going to is like a year of Jericho that will take you to Jordan. You must fight hard to become a man and a woman of revelation. Revelation does not come on the platform of gold. It comes by, you know, by warfare. It comes by prayers. It comes by fasting. It comes by digging the scriptures. One word came to me, I think last Wednesday after service at headquarters. He said, Pastor, I have a prayer. I said, what's the problem? He said, I don't remember my dream. You don't remember your dream? I said, which book of the Bible are you studying? I said, no. I said, can you get out of this place? It's not a matter of being rude. Amen. It's a person I've known for years in the church that by now is supposed to be a teacher. How can you depend so much on dream and forget about your prayers, about your Bible? I said, go and read the Bible and be dreaming of Bibles. The joy shall live by dream. He said, yes, and you miss it. The joy shall live by faith. Not by dream, not by dream. Any dream, any revelation that is outside this Bible is nonsense. No matter who give it. No matter the person that say, this is what will happen. If it is against the scripture, throw it away. It shall not come to pass. Neither will it stand. I am not the one saying, that's word of God. Look at Isaiah 7:7. It says, so things will not stand and they will not come to pass. Later on, I called the woman. I said, I don't mean to be rude to you, but I can't. There's no way you can become a man of revelation without being addicted to the Bible. This is my bank in the land of the living. Everything you want to become, anything you need is in this word of God. The philosophers have their root in the Bible. Medical students have their root in the Bible. The lawyers have their root in the Bible. Beloved, be rooted in the word of God. Jesus, a man of revelation, overcame Satan by it is written. Ask your neighbor, how many of it is written in you? That's why so many Christians with a lot of defeat in the dream, because there are no enough war to counter this man of wickedness. He cannot withstand the truth. And the truth is Jesus. The truth is the word. And is the way to victory. Is the way to revelation. I prophesy that the spirit of revelation, spirit of supplication, spirit of intercession be released upon you now in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot pray aright if you are not a man of the Bible. A man of revelation will pray aright. At times, when we're supposed to be praising God, it is then we are praying at times. I tell you, you are to keep quiet. It is then you are talking. How will you receive from him? Enough of wasted efforts. Enough of wasted years. That's why the Lord has brought this special program in a time like this to terminate affliction, oppression, and suppression in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They were instructed. When you get to Jericho, march around the place 7 times. Shout hallelujah. It's not a place of rest. It's not a place of relaxation, a time of going to the beach, a time of going to family. This is not the time now. This is time for you to be focused. Focus on Jesus. Look unto him. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Somebody say Jesus. Can I hear you say Jesus? He didn't end there. And he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, Jesus will still leave you, this man. No matter how wicked you are, go, I will follow. Thank God for Elijah. Amen. So they came to Jericho. And so the prophet, they were there again. Distractors are always there. That's why you should mind even your friend right in the church. If you are working with a gossiper, you are going to miss it. Are you going to say that? Some people are in the church for something else. You should know your purpose. My own purpose is to be fulfilled. My own purpose is to touch life. My purpose is to make heaven. Somebody else may have another purpose. Amen. In Austria, in our church there, one brother was testifying. He said, why I left my former church was that every Sunday, in fact, you must come with different clothing. So everybody come to show forth his cloth. He said, but when I came here, what impressed me most is that nobody even look at your slippers. Shout hallelujah. Say, and I see this where I belong. And it's becoming a tradition in the former church. I'm not trying to say one church is better than the other, but that's what has become a problem on its own. Everybody will now, either you have the money, you don't have the money, you have to go and look for where you can get new cloth every Sunday. What is your focus? I pray God will open your understanding. Can you say African amen? They came again. He said, shut up. That's verse 5. That's for the first time we will shut them up. So, this issue of shutting them up is a continuous exercise. You need to shut up your distractors. And most of these distractors are from within a time. Most of the thought, they are not your own. You cannot make it. It's not God. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. I want to start a business of yours. Ah, no, you are too young. Who told you? Amen. Josiah started ruling the entire Israel at the age of 8. Manasseh ruled Israel at the age of 12. Age is not the barrier. God can do anything with a ready vessel. Are you ready? A ready vessel is a man that has got revelation for his life. Who will not just go by the way and the ways of people and by the words of men. Because they can mislead you. Look at verse 6. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to where? To Jordan. And Jordan is the place of accomplishment. The man, what did the man say? And he said, as the Lord liveth, you are still living this man, I will not leave you. We shall go together. And the two of them went. And look at it. 50 men of those sons of prophets, they are now multiplied. The other time, we were not told the numbers of the sons of prayer that were distracting. Now, they are 51. One person again, 51 people. You just try it. Even as a husband in the house, you need to become a man of revelation. Even as a wife, you need to become a woman of revelation. The way your children are dressing, and your husband say, it doesn't matter, this is their time, they can wear anything, they can show their whatever to anybody. As a woman of revelation, you have to prayerfully come against it. Because if you do not come against it, it will tell on you later. Are you hearing me, beloved? God will help somebody here today. 50 people now. Because you are the wife. You have about 5 children. Then your husband, how many now? Now 5 people against you, and you are saying, oh, everything is, but look at this man now, 51 people against Elijah. He still shut them up. Can you say shut up? Say, all my distractors, shut up in the name of Jesus. You need to shut them up. Amen. Say, as the Lord liveth, I will not leave you. Elijah took his mantle and ramped it together. He doesn't want to leave it. And he smelled the waters. And they were divided it. And the man was watching. Amen. So we parted this thing. Shout hallelujah. And you know what happened later?
You know, when he now crossed Jordan, somebody will cross Jordan now. We are at the edge of crossing the border now as the year is coming to an end. So things that have hitherto withstood you, you are the one that will withstand them. Can you say louder amen to that? In the name of Jesus Christ. By the time Elisha was not coming back and he faced Jordan again, he has collected the mantle. You are going with this new year with a mantle. It is mantle of revelation. Mantle of power. Mantle of favor. Mantle of great achievement. In the name of Jesus Christ. When he saw Jordan, Jordan was saying, Elijah's gone, you small boy. Amen. And the man, you know, is from Africa to shout hallelujah. He said, we are the Lord of the Elijah. And he just broke. And the thing parted. Every hindrance on your way. Every hindrance on your way. Every obstacle. They are on your way by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What is revelation, beloved? Revelation is the unfolding of the mystery of the kingdom. The mystery of the kingdom as contained in the scripture. Can we look at your neighbor the way we never forget? If possible, you tap him. Amen. No? Say, brother, your future is in the scripture. I'm telling you the truth. Tell him 3 times. Your future is in the scripture. That we are here for a purpose this morning, beloved. Everybody, even the drunkard, everybody, even the atheist, even the satanist, the occultist, they have access to the story of the Bible. But only few have access to the mystery. As you have access to the mystery, your life changes. That's the truth. You can't think the way others think again. You see things differently. Look at that man. Only him in Egypt. The other Jews were not around. No mountain of redeem, deeper line, mountain of fire, apostolic, whatever. In that environment, they were not there. And there was a very, you know, beautiful woman. You can imagine, wife of prime minister. How it will be. What a wonderful. Amen. Said, Joe, you will sleep with me. And traditionally, there's nothing wrong in that. Amen. No. And if Joseph have done so, if the life will have been more comfortable for him there. He'll be eating more better food. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because there is love now. Love in quote between two of them. And you know, I have thought over that session very well. And supposing the thing become pregnancy, go and sit down there, beloved. If the thing eventually resort to pregnancy, the woman knows the father. Amen. There is a way we will have still corner it and say, her husband was the childhood, you know, the child. Say, this boy look like Joseph. Say, you know, Joseph is always at home. And biologically, the person a pregnant one stay with very well, the child will resemble. And I would have ended it. At that time, there was nothing to test the blood of a child and the parent. Amen. But look at the man of religion and say, how will I do this wicked thing? Though sweet, but wicked. How will I do this wicked thing against whom first? God. So many of us, we are doing wicked things against God. And it's blocking our vision. Most of those are teenagers. They are now having insanity. Go and search very well by experience. We discover that some of them, they were into masturbation. There is no boy or a girl giving himself to fornication can be bright the way God has made him, because he's already blocking his ways. The same thing with a man. One of the things the Lord will deliver the African leaders from is the spirit of adultery and fornication. Even the so-called senators and the rest. I was reading one of the papers just last month.
and one of them was boasting. He said, they are running after me. You see, the only thing I'm running away from now is HIV. I said, you are finished. It's unfortunate. If those are the people that are making decisions for us, sleeping with marine children, marine daughters, and the person you sleep with, you become like him. Anyone that sleep with an analog has become an adult. And any revelation you are going to see is that of the adult. It shall be well with somebody here. Only few have access to the revelation and the spirit of the scripture. That is the spirit of the scripture. And that's why I'm praying that it will come upon us today. Letters, kill it. The letter, this black and white, they kill it. They kill. But the spirit that quickens is the spirit that make it alive. Amen. Within this scripture you are seeing is the spirit of the living God. Revelation is what must make the scripture fruitful. Revelation is a cure for affliction. It's what? Cure. So I can just not remain like this. There was a man in the Bible, in the book of Luke. That man, nobody called him prodigal son. We are the one calling him prodigal son. He was only a smart man. Maybe it's an Igbo man. Shout hallelujah. I didn't say so. Praise the Lord. The way a man was serving his father, he said, this man will finish this wealth. I make I collect my own fast. Shout hallelujah. He must have been brought from Lagos. Brought up in Lagos. Shout hallelujah. He said, I need it fast. And with boldness, no blue child has ever done that in history. He said, Pap, do something. I want my own. The man said, my will, not cool, I've not died. Shout hallelujah. So he wanted it, and he collected it. And he went and squandered the whole thing. But one day, today is your day too. The Bible says he came to his sense. Say, me eating with the pigs, even the slaves of my father. I do it with the pig. God want me. I swallowed my pride. And he was the one that started drama. He started rehearsing. He wake up and say, I will go to my father like this. I will tell him, I have failed you. I failed heaven. Forgive me. Okay, I will say it like this. The Bible says, he rehearsed it. Look at your scripture. Amen. Because it's not easy. Praise the name of the Lord. We have told women to go and beg their husband and say, I lie over my dead body. Amen. If it's begging that will make way, you better go and beg. Even man, you can beg your wife. And as you beg, your way is opened. Is it not better? It shall be well with somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say, I will go to my father. I will tell him. And Bible say he didn't just tell him, he now did it. That was a revelation. Today, that revelation that will take you out of that mess, that will make your mess to become messy, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. People that knows about revelation and they are men of revelation, they are praying for deeper revelation. Because the more of revelation you have, the more promotion that you are going to attain. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying very well. You see Daniel, man of revelation. All the general overseers, the superintendent, every prophet, they were to die. The seers in the land of Babylon. But because Daniel was a man of revelation and he has the key to it. He said, okay, this thing you are asking is too hard. If you tell us the dream, then, if you tell somebody the dream, they begin to, play around it. This time around, the king did not tell them the dream. Tell me the dream and the interpretation. He said, this is a very hard thing. Anyway, give me 3 days. There's a God that knows the deep and the secret things. The God that dwelleth in darkness. The God that changes time and season. Give me 3 days. I have two prayer partners. Three of us now, we are coming with the result. Today, as you go home, you are going to the coming year with the results. Jesus. I don't know what you're saying. And beloved, within a short time, this man came back. And from nowhere, he started working in the governmental structure. He became the vice president. Revelation brought him there. In the prison, Revelation brought Joseph to the throne too. From prison to palace. That revelation that will take you from wilderness of life. Wilderness is a place that is not good at all. It's a dry place. A place of no revelation. A place of no comfort. A place of no joy. A place of sorrow. A place of no fruit. A place of diversion. A place of nonetheless. That's a place of wilderness. But revelation can take you out of it. Just a word from the Lord. Just a word of knowledge. Just something you have to do. And that one ends all the thing you have been going about year after year. God is a God of revelation. And beloved, this revelation is available just like the electricity is available in this room now. But if what I'm using now, the source of the power is not connected to the electricity, this thing will not perform. The same thing with you and myself. God's power of revelation is available 24 hours. His radio station never stops. Television station never stops. But are you connected? One of the things that must happen to you before the end of this year is that you must be connected. Somebody say, oh God. That's how you want it. Oh God, connect me to the power of your revelation. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And send the multitude. We are back to our first text now. That's Matthew chapter 5. And send the multitude. He went up into the mountain. And when it was set, his disciples came unto him. Verse 2. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I will just jump to verse 13 now. Ye are the light of the earth, and if the salt hath lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth gold for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of what? Of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You have eaten too much. It's time for you to be revealed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I've taken time as a young minister to think how Moses was able to write the book of Genesis, Exodus, even the first five books. Was he there when God was created? The Spirit of God made me to know that he got all this by revelation. By what? Holy Spirit is the spirit of revelation. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, there's no competition among them. God the Father speaks. God the Holy Spirit reveals. And God the Son, do it. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are perfect. They are in perfect union. And that's why it pains them when they see the way we operate in the church. Me, myself, my church, my branch, my whatever. Jesus said that they may be one as we are. In the book of John chapter 17. That was the prayer of Jesus Christ when he was going finally. I am praying. Every home that is not united here, God will unite you. Amen. Husband and wife that are not united here, God will unite you. Amen. Children that are not united to your parents, God will unite you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And God in his infinite mercy will walk and unite his church together. Because even in the secular world now, in the corporate world, you will not see a single marketing working, a good marketing officer working alone. I don't know whether that one is done here. Where I came from, a team of marketers will come to your office. And this is the accountant. By the grace of God, you have best four people are bombarding you, no matter. Maybe you went to the same university. Praise the name of the Lord. And then you have to dance to their tune at times. I pray God will open your understanding in that area. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Are you still following me? Light disarms darkness. So the working of the knowledge of the truth of the word of God terminates every wickedness of the enemy. When you have the working knowledge of the scripture. This man Benny Hinn that has become the word healer everywhere today, it was a revelation that brought him to that place. It was bedridden, I think at the age of 17 like that. The same way, the same place on the bed, he couldn't get up. Sickness just kept him there. And he started reading the scripture. And he discovered one day, he said, by his stripe, I am healed. By his stripe. And the word became flesh in him. And he got up. He did not get healed alone. He became a healer. Hallelujah. The same thing with John Gisho, the pastor of the largest church today in the world. A woman, young lady, came to him and was preaching to him. This man was a Buddhist. And the doctor said he has about 3 weeks or three, but rather months or weeks now to die. And he was begging Buddha to heal him. Buddha could not do anything. And this little guy said, my Jesus could heal you. My Jesus today, tomorrow, forevermore is your mighty God. He can heal you. So he can heal? Okay. He said, anyway, I cannot be here with you forever. But I will leave. The only Bible that lady had, he gave it to this man. He said, I can't sell you. Just read the New Testament now because you have few hours or few days or months to die. So before you die, at least read this. It is the cause of that reading. Praise the name of the Lord. The cause of that reading that the healing power of God entered this man. And tuberculosis went away like nothing. And today is a healer all over the world. Praise the name of the Lord. There was an atheist. I don't know whether it's in England. He was so against the Bible. He bought one. And I wanted to publish his criticism. He wanted to criticize the Bible. Maybe he's a professor. You know, this dangerous professor. Praise the name of the Lord. At times they will criticize themselves. Shout hallelujah. So, he started criticizing the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. That was the goal. Years ago. But before he reads further, the owner of the scripture, the spirit of the scripture, arrested him. He started preaching the scripture. Praise the name of the Lord. All you need is revelation. And nobody could understand him. His case became like Paul, the former Saul of Tarsus. The same thing he was killing somebody for. He said, you can kill me. Amen. I know what I'm saying. Oh, I was going to Damascus. I saw a great light. Somebody say great light. That is the light we are talking about. Revelation. And his physical eyes went for 3 days. Until he went to Barnabas. And he was prayed for. His eyes were opened again. And that nobody took him to Bible college. He didn't go for ministerial trainings. Shout hallelujah. Holy Ghost taught him himself. May the Holy Spirit teach you. He said, Lord, who art thou? Who told him it was Lord now? Revelation. And the next one was, what do I do? Look at those words. You need to know whom the Lord is to you. You see, Jesus kept on asking the disciple, who am I? Some say, you are Jeremiah. You are Isaiah. He said, you, to you. I've been with you now for 3.5 years. Who am I to you? It was only Peter that spoke. You are this. What? You are Jesus. You are Christ. You are Christ, the Son of the Living God. And Jesus said, "He said, this is wonderful, son of Bar Jonas.
flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, except my heavenly Father. I am praying that same heavenly Father will visit you today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There was a time in my life I was afraid to pray in the night. Because I don't know the kind of attack that will come again. A time we declare 14 days. I was going to office. We declare 21 days. When everybody has finished praying and everybody is resting, my own wahala start. They will come as if today, you, this boy, you are dead. They will come in battalion. I said, because of this small boy, kilo day. Amen. What did I do? Shout hallelujah. And I declare a 21 days program was on leave that time. That's why revelation will keep you. And since that time, dream, whatever is by the way, what I am going and what I'm pursuing is what matters. And heaven backing me in the order of Elijah. So, that Sunday, and normally when you are in the group that I belong to in those days, you work harder on Sunday than any of the days. So I was already tired and I was inside on Sunday. Madame was in the kitchen. All of a sudden, literally, I saw myself lifted up and had a voice. Matthew 5:14, 3 times. And the Lord gave me a song. Praise the name of the Lord. I saw multitudes. And I was not on the ground. I was literally floating. This is wonderful. Amen. But a perfume entered that place. Up to now, I am still praying for that experience often in my life. I've not seen any perfume here. It's so wonderful. And since I inhaled that perfume, I don't know when last I took Panadol to the glory of God. That is true. It has been one. It's like it came to flush, to purge, to empower. Not that alone, even to strengthen and to make me bold. Then, Matthew 5:14 now became clearer to me. That as the light of the world, your life is open to attack. The Lord kept on even teaching me to let me know that you are like a just only one rich man in a village. And you are the only one that has generator that put on light. So when you put on light, all the reptiles, the insects, they are coming to we have not seen this one before. So the witches and the wizards say, where is this light coming? But at the same time, if not because of time, I would have said, maybe our pastors will go to where they put on the light and put it off. What you see is darkness. And when you put it on again, darkness light does not need to say, I am coming. Oh, it disappears. Darkness disappears. Today you are carrying a light to your house. You are carrying a life to your family. You are carrying a life to your place of work. In the name of Jesus. You know, I came to ministry by revelation, beloved. I had God speaking to me. So nothing moves me. And that's the truth. And when the going was so rough, he came again by revelation, he encouraged. You need this one. I need it. You need it. You will not be doubting that relationship. This marriage is a mistake. The devil wants you to be saying that 24 hours. I regret marrying you. Devil wants you to say it 21 times a day. Stop regretting marrying him or her. See how you can make it to work together by revelation. It is well with somebody here. This year we are going to, it's not a year of gambling. It's not a year of testing this, testing that, testing that. You must be focused. Work by revelation. You can imagine coming to this place today. And I've observed something in Texas here. There are, maybe they are, but I've not seen one. There are no more buses. There are not many there. I mean, public buses that take you from place to place. Yes, I've seen school buses. Amen. And supposing you have your own car and you don't have two eyes. How will you come to this place today? Can you drive without eyes? You need your spiritual eyes to be sharpened as we are coming to this, because deceiver will be multiplied.
in this coming year. Oh, there's no amen. Deceivers, they will be what? Multiply. So you need to get discernment of spirit. You need to get not just discernment, but discernment with clarity. So that what you have labored for a year will not just be swindled away. Amen. Somebody say louder, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Look at the book of Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. And I will round off from there. Proverbs 11, 9. Who is there? You shall there say it, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 11:9. Let's read it together. Let's go. Say with meaning. Say with meaning. Read it with meaning now. Who is an hypocrite? An hypocrite is somebody pretending to be who is not. Living beyond your experience. The Lord said, when the Lord has not spoken anything, we shall see. Anything you gather with lies, will scatter with lies. John 8:32. Let somebody read that for us. We are going to read together. John 8:32. I want you to go with these scriptures home. 8:32. Who is there? And we shall know the truth. And the truth shall make us free. And finally, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. Isaiah 11. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Benny, as water covered the sea. This coming year is a year you are going to war. You are going to do your warfare with knowledge. You are not going to waste your bullets. We have wasted too much bullets. You have traveled enough. It is time for you to prevail. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You need to get a level of approaching the table of the Lord. That's the word of God with mystery, you know, absorbing mystery to your life. And when you come out with such, you no longer operate like ordinary man. And I prophesy that nobody will die like ordinary man here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let it be known that it is the opening of the scripture that terminates our weeping. Weeping does not move God. The word of God moves God. Oh Lord. They say I pay tight. They say I do power machine. If I do power machine, there's no one I miss. That doesn't move God. Tell anybody it does not move God. But if you look at the book of Revelation, look at Revelation. Revelation chapter 5. 2-5. Don't weep into this year. Go with revelation with this year. That I'm not taking nonsense again. Revelation what? 5:2-5. I saw a strong, very strong angel with a loud voice. Who is? Look at it now. Okay. No one in heavens or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Now what happened? He started crying. No, you see now. You see now. One of the eyes that said to me, you are hearing here this morning too. Weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book. And to me, the seven seals thereof. Hallelujah. It is the opening of the scripture that terminates weeping. I'm telling you the truth. When you open the scriptures, you pray correctly, you act correctly, you behave correctly. The Bible said the wayfarer, though they look like a fool, but they will not err. They look like mumu, like foolish people, but they will not commit error. You slap him. He said, thank you. He knows what he's doing. This is what he say, you rubbish husband. You are so stupid. Can't you see our neighbor taking his family to holiday? You have not even done that before. You are useless, somebody. Thank you. I'm going for choir practice. Shout hallelujah. And now when he's coming, he buys a burger. We call it burger here. Amen. He said, my darling wife, you are too wonderful. Said, with the way, even the way I abuse this man, he didn't know they pay you. He said, I so much love you. I am too sweet to be bitter. It is revelation. Because if he reacts, he's going to miss his blessings. Some of us, we have been reacting here. A man of revelation does not react. You only act. You mean you are talking to me like that? The head of this family, you are no longer the head. The moment you are addressing yourself like that, you don't need to announce. President Bush does not need to tell anybody, I am the president. Somebody introduces him. Your character will introduce you. The way you talk will introduce you that you are the pastor here, that you are the head of state. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's by revelation. I will show you who you are. Then you are nothing. You don't need to show anybody whom you are. Your life will show. It will help me. God will help somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bible says, arise and shine, for your light has come. Not that your luck has come. Your light has come. Your light has come. The glory of God has come upon thee. Even in the midst of gross darkness, God's glory shall be seen upon you. What's the meaning of that? Revelation is the key to terminate shame and reproach. Revelation is what? Revelation guarantees your dominion on earth. Look at John chapter 1, verse 5. The Bible says from the beginning there, from verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was God with the beginning. With him everything was created. Without nothing was made that was made. Said this Word became the light of man, and it shineth in darkness. No darkness can comprehend him. Light of God, the Word of God in you, guarantees your dominion on earth. Why should you become a man of revelation? And that's where I'm going to end because of a time now. Number one, your inheritance is revelation limited. Amen. Amen. You didn't get it. Whatever you are going to have is limited to what you can see. You know what I'm saying? If you don't see it, you can't have it. You don't understand what I'm saying? If you don't see yourself getting married, you may not get married. God took Abraham out. He said, look at it. Look as far as you can see. And the man, I'm sure he's going to rent glasses to see far. That's why you are here today. The man saw. I will see too. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So you need to pray. You need to search. You need to see it. No seeing, no possessing. Divine insight is a ticket to your inheritance. The Bible is the answer book of life. Stop keeping it every Sunday and pick it up on Sunday. You won't go far with that. And that's the problem of today's Christianity. Everybody's busy pursuing that, but not the scripture. But not like that in the beginning. How can we have the answer in our lives and be weeping? It's not possible. You have the answers in the Bible and we're weeping. Praise the Lord. It is well in Jesus' name. Everything worketh for good. One of the things that is moving me forward for those who love God. And I check myself, do I love God? Number one, I love God. Two, I'm called. So everything working on my way is for good. Praise the name of the Lord. I saw somebody, mom say, is it in my own Bible? I say, it's in your Bible, only that you have not opened it. My Bible is not a special one. Shout hallelujah. This month and this week we are is your prophetic turning point. If you see it, you act like that. If you move it, you just get it like that. If you see most of the things or thee, it will ask, do you believe? Believe. Believe. Believe is the twin brother of revelation. When you see a man of revelation, it's a man of hard faith. It can move mountain. God has given all things for you to be delivered from any kind of problem. And everything is in the Bible. When you see, when you believe, when you obey, when you practicalize it, then you have it. That's why you keep on saying the word of God concerning that situation. It may not be palatable. Nobody is saying it's going to be easy. Amen. I know a man in Nigeria, a man of God. Three of his children were born lame. But him say he's a miracle worker anywhere he goes. And they were messing him up. But today none of them was his name again. Amen. One by one they rose up on their own. Hallelujah. It was a process. There was a time he lost about three of his children in a day. To the waters. He said, God, spare the wife. If this was just my wife. It is well with you. Amen. You need to be desperate as we are going to this new year. People that want to get revelation must be desperate. Look and see how Elijah was desperate. He said, I'm going. Be desperate. Look at the number. I want you to shake him. Say, be desperate. Desperate. Shake him. I didn't say shake. He said, shake him. Say, be desperate. Be desperate. Be desperate. In the name of Jesus Christ, be desperate. Be desperate for revelation. Yes. Because who knows, if he casts the revelation, it may be of help to you. Yes. Man is not created for his mouth. Thank God you can feed yourself. You have 10 houses here. That is not the end of life. God wants to use you in your community, in your local government, the school you attend. Those schools, they are still the way they are. And God has raised you for a purpose. Moses was raised for a purpose. He fulfilled it. David was, he fulfilled it. You must fulfill your own purpose, beloved. You can be more than this. God will help me today. Thank you, Father. When you assess God's provision in the Bible, it terminates every form of frustration. A man of revelation cannot be frustrated. When people are weeping around him, he's ever happy. His joy will be because he could see beyond. Look at anybody, say, what do you see? Ask him, what do you see? Baby lover, no test, no hunger, no access to revelation. There must be a test in your heart. That no, I must get it. There must be a test. Say, oh Lord, give me hunger for revelation. In the name of Jesus, make it a prayer. Mareboko Santoro Boshentebo. In Jesus' name we pray. There is no lucky believer anywhere. They are only lightened believer. That's why people want to get connected with them. They have been lightened. Their heavens are opened. May your heaven be open too. Look at your email. I say your heaven shall be opened. In the name of Jesus Christ, stay focused. We go into this new year. Stop guesswork. Stop looking for God in your head. Look for God with your whole heart. There's so much fun when we are doing even ordinary master, first degree. When we are reading, we we'll put water down, we we'll put our leg inside. How many of us did that? Some of us, we took coffee. Why don't you do that for Bible too? God will deliver me in Jesus. On a more serious note, I don't recommend coffee, but you can do whatever that will make you not to sleep and read the Bible too. One man challenged me. The man came from Jordan. Came to Nigeria to lecture us. 75 years old man. This man has about 7 degrees, different field. Ah, I said, this is, and he said he's doing another one. Ah, I said, this man will not kill himself. But do you know what really challenged me in his life? He's not an African man. Praise the name of the Lord. In the environment, they have electricity, but he's a missionary. He's based mostly in Africa. He now has something like hunter on his head. It's like a torchlight. The thing uses battery. He said, nothing prevents me from reading the scripture anywhere. Amen. When the neighbor say there's no light, I put you this one and begin to read. He said, I read the Bible 35 times in a day, in a year. He finished this Bible, this old Bible, 35 times in a year. Ah! I said, God, where I am? Beloved, it is the truth that you know and you practice that will set you free. What you read does not belong to you. Don't forget, it is what is revealed to you. And it is in constant meditation, constant reading that revelation comes. This deliverance we are talking about, some of us will have been forgotten about the issue of being delivered and stop being delivered candidate if only we can get addicted to the scripture. If only you can study the scripture. The Bible is like firewood. Prayer is fire. The fire of prayer will go down when the word is not there. If you become a prayer warrior without the word of God, you will soon become a witch. Because you are going to be seeing things you can't control. And before you know, you begin to say nonsense. That's why you hear people say, man, the Lord said, it's not God speak anything. He said, don't eat anything cooked by a woman for 3 months and you are married. You will scatter your marriage. As simple saying that. Don't throw the towel your wife use. Where is that in the Bible? Bible say, what, two of them shall become one flesh. That can never hinder my prayer. I've seen that in the Bible. But you allow a lot of sin doctrine to control you. Hey, it's happening there. You are there. It's happening now. Hey, you are there. Why? You are not rooted in the word. God will help somebody here today. You cannot afford to continue like that next year. That's the purpose of this gathering. It's a special time. A time that you need to lock yourself up this holiday. Throughout the day. Throughout the night. Say, I'm not going anywhere until I see Jesus. And it can appear to you. Don't look for lightning and thunder. It could be through small voice. It could be what happened to me in the bedroom this morning. As I was taking my bath, I had the Lord say in my heart that 7 represent greeting. It's a termination of slavery. And I saw that book of Leviticus, when the Bible was saying that even the Israelites that have slaves in their house, after 6 years, the slave is released. Amen. He cannot go and have his life. Shout hallelujah. After the 7th year, he must be released. This is the 2007 year now. Therefore, any form of slavery in my life, in your life, must be terminated. Oh yes. That's what we are saying. That's what we are saying. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because prophetically, figure 8 in the Bible stands for great new beginning. So 2000 year and 8, I must begin to have new experiences. New experiences. New fire. New fire. In the name of Jesus. New dream must come. Are you ready for this? God bless you in Jesus' name. You are going to make a vow with the Lord. 2 vows in particular. Vow with the Lord today. That from this time henceforth, I am signing a contract with the Almighty God. Between hours of 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., I'm not saying that it's your own hour. You can choose a convenient hour. There's no hour God cannot visit you. Look at your schedule. Look at the way you work here. Look at the time that you can have. That will be for you. Say, this period, not even my wife, not even any telephone. It's just between me and God. I'm going to swallow Bible. You have just begun Christianity. Christianity can be sweeter than this. You are supposed to be a commander. You are supposed to have a life that is enviable, not pitiable. You begin to see how they do it. And the Lord told me yesterday, too. He said, if you can call upon me more in the closet, you will shout less outside. Yes, the Lord told me that. And I grab it. I said, Baba, I will not joke with my closet. you will help me more. In the name of Jesus Christ. If I've been spending 1 hour, I double it. That was the secret of the Almighty God, even Jesus himself. Terrible situation, he said, thou art released. Your faith has made you whole. Release him. Let him go. Well, they expect him to pray and sweat. He just command. But most of the time, he has labor overnight. When you prevent your closer, you just act during the day. Even in the office, you are carrying something out of this altar today that no demon can stop in Jesus' name. Can you rise up on your feet? The first thing you are going to do is to make that vow very quickly. Make a vow with the Lord. Two of them now. I want to be with the Lord. To swallow the Bible. Eat the scriptures. Number two, to commune with him, to pray. And the two vows you want to make. Don't make gigantic vow you cannot keep. Don't say 3 hours a day. You cannot have it. You cannot keep it. If it's 30 minutes, have it. And you will, all God is looking for is regularity, punctuality, and faithfulness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Look inward so that you can fight well. That's what we are saying today. What has been hindering me? It is in that closet you'll be able to dig them out. One by one, God will begin to tell you, my daughter, you are proud. My daughter, you talk too much. He can't tell you in the public because he's a loving father. Maintain a secret with the Almighty God. The praying of prayer, the secret of prayer is praying the secret. Have you made the vow, beloved? Father, thank you. Ask the Lord to give you grace to keep on keeping on. Ask the grace. Ask for the grace of God. Father, I have the secret today to keep this vow. Even as I enter in this near, so that I have new experiences. Oh yes. Oh yeah, God is building an army for himself here today. God is raising great men and women for his kingdom. God wants to raise giants that will slay their Goliaths. Oh yes. Though your beginning may be little, God is having a great future for you. You shall rise above your roots, said the Lord. You are rising above your circumstances. In the name of Jesus Christ, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on with wings as eagle. They shall not weary, they shall not faint. That word is becoming yours now. Lift your two hands to the Lord as we shout these three prayer points together very quickly. Say, Father God! Shout it at an Africa! Father God! I have had you! Help me in the name of Jesus Christ, my Father, my God. Help us to obey you. Help us to obey you. Help us, help us, help us, help us, help us. My labor, they can see comfortable. Yet the number of people from the boats, never get the people that have been sent out. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be our King. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Two more very quickly. And the second one, you are going to look for a friend. Make sure it's a friend. Look for a friend and hold his right hand as if you are shaking him and pray for him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, by the power in the name of Jesus. If he's not praying for you very well, just give him a little blow and leave him alone. And go and be praying for yourself. It's a serious matter. By the power in the name of Jesus. Anything within and around you that has kept you in the same place shall die with this year. Shall die with this year. Die! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything has kept on the same place shall die with this year in the name of Jesus. Shall die. It shall die. It shall die. It shall die with this year. 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 My limbros. My rababa bo soto.
Librochi Calabondia. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Tell them, my Father, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Oh yeah, do something new. Oh yeah, Masanara baba baba. Oh, you do something new in my life. Oh, you do something new in my life. Do something new in my life today. Thank you, Father. I want you to lift your two hands to him now. The day I cry to the Lord, shall my enemy turn back? This I know that God is for me. It's not a matter of speaking now. It's not just pray now. Shout a shout. Oh God, and let all my arresters be arrested. And you know, you can imagine them being arrested and you are going to a new year. Oh God, I'm talking of power that have arrested your marriage. Power that have arrested your finance. Power that have arrested your career. Power that have arrested your finance, your health. They must be arrested now. Jesus. Oh God, arrest them. Arrest them. Arrest my arrester. Arrest my arrester. Arrest my arrester. By the blood of Jesus. Arrest my arrester. By the blood of Jesus. Arrest my arrester. By the name of Jesus. Arrest my arrester. By the power of Jesus. Arrest my arrester. Oh God, arrest them. Arrest my arrester. 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 Oh God, arrest them. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Shout seven times with me. Thank you, Heavenly Father.